Police, gamer flew from New Jersey to Florida to attack online rival with hammer. By Lucas Nolan on June 26, 2024. A 20-year-old man from New Jersey allegedly flew to Florida to physically assault his online gaming rival, in a case of an online deathmatch entering the real world. Perplexed by the case, Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper commented, "This is a weird one. Some things make you say, hmm." CBS 12 reports that Edward King, a 20-year-old man from New Jersey, was arrested on Sunday after authorities say he traveled across the country to attack a fellow player of the online multiplayer game ArchAge. The incident, which took place in Fernandina Beach, Florida, has shocked local authorities and raised concerns about the escalation of online disputes into real-world violence. Nassau County Sheriff Bill Leeper, visibly perplexed by the case, stated during a Monday briefing, "This is a weird one. Some things make you say, hmm." The sheriff's office revealed that Kang had meticulously planned his attack, booking a flight from Newark Liberty International Airport to Jacksonville International Airport and reserving a hotel room in Florida. According to authorities, Kang's journey began when he became enraged at the victim during an online gaming session. Under the guise of visiting a friend, he informed his mother of his travel plans and proceeded to Florida. Upon arrival, Kang checked into his hotel around 2 a.m. on Friday and, in a chilling move, visited an Ace Hardware store the following day to purchase a hammer and flashlight. The attack unfolded in the early hours of Sunday morning when Kang, dressed entirely in black and wearing gloves and a mask, allegedly broke into the victim's home. Sheriff Leeper reported that Kang assaulted the victim with the hammer, causing severe head wounds. The victim's stepfather, awakened by screams for help, discovered the struggle and, together with the victim, managed to restrain Kang until law enforcement arrived. Fortunately, despite the severity of the attack, the victim's injuries were deemed non-life-threatening. Kang was subsequently booked into the Nassau County Jail on charges of burglary and attempted murder. The incident has left both law enforcement and the gaming community stunned. It serves as a stark reminder of how online interactions can sometimes spill over into the real world with potentially devastating consequences. Sheriff Leeper noted Kang's lack of cooperation with the investigation, adding an air of mystery to the already bizarre case. In a particularly telling moment, Sheriff Leeper recounted Kang's interaction with deputies following his arrest. When the suspect was asked why he did what he did, the suspect stated that he is a bad person online, talking about the victim, Leeper said. In addition, the suspect asked our deputy how much time in jail do you get for breaking and entering an assault. I would say, Mr. King, it's gonna be a long time before you play video games again. Read more at CBS 12 here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.